Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Tastamai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Monday, 8th of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. 56 new cases, 369 active cases, 8 people in Nobles with COVID. On the way, a rundown of the briefing. And the delay in the supply of vaccine from the UK. Key workers' hub schools won't open tomorrow. No GCSE and A-level exams for Manx students this summer. And genomic testing is back in the spotlight on Lockdown 3, Day 6.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes to 6, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai, there have been 56 new cases of COVID-19 in the Isle of Man in the past 24 hours. It brings the active number to 369, with 8 people now being treated at Nobles Hospital. The update was provided at this afternoon's media conference hosted by Chief Minister Howard Quayle. Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Hewitt, says 135 of that active number are in children and young people, representing 36%. There's been a delay to the opening of One Island Hub School. It was announced by the Education Minister at the conference this afternoon. It's after concerns about children from different households mixing. And the charity is offering help to those feeling lonely or isolated during this lockdown. Live at Home says it's seen increased demand during the last 2 periods of restrictions. The group can assist those unable to run own errands or just provide company. Further afield, Boris Johnson says it's not the Prime Minister's place to comment on claims of racism and bullying in the royal family. Prince Harry and Meghan's big interview claimed there had been concerns about how dark baby Archie's skin would be, but Oprah Winfrey's confirmed it wasn't made by the Queen or Prince Philip. The Duchess of Sussex also said at one stage before leaving royal life she had contemplated whether she wanted to be alive. Elsewhere, the PMs described the return of children to schools in England as an emotional day for millions of families. It was part of the first stage of the country's exit from coronavirus lockdown. Those are the headlines, news in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Garamaya, thank you. Alex, from the Reinwald's Way, Met Office Irish Sea Weather says no problem in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. Well, anyway, all the trouble starts Tuesday evening. Tonight, cloudy and wet through the night, down to 6 degrees. For Tuesday, Jemert. Tomorrow, early rain will clear, then dry and cloudy, with the southwesterly strengthening. Daytime maximum 9. Tomorrow night, heavy rain on a gale force wind through the night into Wednesday, down to 6 degrees. And Ukraine, strong to gale force south-southwesterly, bringing rain. Highest temperature 10 degrees. Sun sets at 6 tonight. High water 14 minutes to 8. The overnight low tide 2:25 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning 7:11. The morning high water 9:29.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. manxglass.com.
Yes, you heard correctly. 56 new cases of coronavirus on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. Alex is back with the latest figures.
The latest rise in COVID-19 brings the total active number of cases to 369, with 8 people now being treated at Nobles Hospital. The Chief Minister said these are the highest numbers seen in the Manx situation of the pandemic. Public Health Director Dr. Henrietta Hewitt explained that 135 of the 369 number are in children and young people up to the age of 19. That's 36% of active cases. In terms of the vaccination programme, we were again told the rollout is being ramped up, with more than 25,700 jabs now administered. 16,500 of those are first doses, with the remaining 9,260 second doses. More than 9,500 hub vaccinations are currently booked in.
A recent supply hiccup from the United Kingdom is evidence of why the Isle of Man needs a buffer in vaccine reserves. The message from the Health and Social Care Minister, David Ashford, MHK, he says incidents like this, along with the period between the two vaccines doses, was the reason for adjustments made recently.
Supply is still our major variant when it comes to the vaccination programme, and delivery schedules are not even and are not guaranteed. I know there have been some comments around the amount of vaccine shown in stock, so I want to address this head on today. It's not the case that we are holding large quantities of vaccine. The stock figures shown on the dashboard are a point in time, and that figure held includes all vaccines that have been booked. With moving the dosing schedule for the second dose to 10 weeks, we now only hold a buffer of between 5 to 10 days, which, being an island, it's crucial we hold, as otherwise, should the delivery schedule be disrupted, our vaccine programme would be halted. And give an example of this, the delivery of vaccine we were expecting late last week did not arrive, as the UK did not receive the expected supply from the manufacturers. If we did not hold the buffer in the way we do, we would now be in the process of having to cancel everyone booked in for vaccine this week, which would have meant thousands of people having to be contacted, cancelled and rebooked, and us having to pause the rollout. So the buffer people see in the stock figure is purely for appointments that are already booked or in the process of being confirmed, and vaccinations due to be administered in the immediate days to come, to ensure as best we can that if there is supply disruption, we do not have to reschedule appointments already booked.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Key workers won't be able to send their children to school tomorrow. Schools, nurseries and childminders across the island will stay firmly closed despite government's plans to open up a hub facility. Here's the Education Minister, Dr. Allenson.
Last Thursday, we made a difficult but decisive decision to close all schools and childcare facilities on the island. Since then, the Department for Education, Sport and Culture has been working with other parts of government, the private sector and others to establish provision for some of the children of our critical frontline staff who we rely on. We all now know that we are still not at the peak of this outbreak yet. Over the weekend, we've seen the number of cases in our community increase significantly. It was my intention to open a hub provision school tomorrow. The infection control team today visited a school selected to carry out a detailed risk assessment. The public health departments are also involved in drawing up clear protocols, including testing provision, which will be shared with teachers and their representatives. This morning, council ministers discussed this plan and the complexities it involves. It is essential that we can open the hub safely and have resilient systems in place to ensure its continued operation. As we approach the infection peak, major concerns were expressed about gathering children from multiple households together in the same place, when we understand that household transmission is the main cause of the spread of COVID-19 through our community. For that reason, we have decided not to open the hub tomorrow as previously planned and work together to ensure we have a robust system in place in the near future. I understand how difficult the current situation is for many and are working around the clock to establish care provision for those children who, due to their parents' critical work commitments, cannot be at home. We will make a further update later this week, but in the meantime, we have to ask all parents to keep their children at home.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 8 minutes past two this afternoon. She's just entered the outer reaches of Douglas Bay at the moment. We'll be in harbour in the next 15 minutes or so. Departing this evening at 7.45, heading for Heysham there at about 11:30. The overnight departure 2.15, arriving back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. And due to the closure of the border, the steam packets fast craft season's been delayed. HSC Manana will be recommencing services on Thursday, 25th of March, but she will be providing cover for the Ben McCree's period of overhaul from mid-April, with the Arrow providing the freight service.
Follow the steam packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Genome tracing and COVID-19 will be back in the spotlight tomorrow in Keys. Ramsay MHK Laurie Hooper's tabled a Keys question for the Health and Social Care Minister about the turnaround times following a positive PCR test result. Genomic testing is currently carried out by Liverpool Genomics, despite calls by some for it to be done on the Isle of Man. This is David Ashford.
That is a worldwide recognised, world-class laboratory for the processing of genomics. It's overseen by three world-class professors. It's not just used by ourselves. It's used by England as well, Scotland. It's used even by countries elsewhere. It's used to high-volume throughput. They have set lab conditions, and it allows our results then to actually feed into the wider genomics project identifying COVID-19. I've got to be quite honest, I think we are very lucky as a nation to have access to it. It's completely free of charge to the island as well. There is no cost associated with it. And I think we should be actually thankful we have access to such a high-level, world-class institute. The thing with genomics is it is useful to have the genomics information, but genomics can only ever look back. It can't look forward. And what is crucial if we're going to control COVID-19 isn't the genomics of the virus, it's the contact tracing. Because while it's not good to know where things link to and we can trace backwards, what we need to do with contact tracing is cut the future transmissions of the virus. You can't genomically test virus that you don't know exists. And contact tracing allows us to identify and isolate people, which stops the onward chains of transmission. That is the thing that makes the difference.
There is suggestion that it could be done as well on the island and we'd have the results in quicker time. So we'd know what we were working with.
But the genomics does not actually change our response. It doesn't matter if it's Brazilian variant, Kent variant or the old variant of coronavirus. We are working on an elimination strategy. So you don't take different measures depending upon what variant it is because you want to remove it completely.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
Good evening. It's 18 minutes before 6 live from the Isle of Man. China's set a growth target of at least 6% for this year. President Li Keqiang has reflected optimism that the Chinese economy will rebound strongly from the 2020 setback. Last year, China was the only major economy to grow amid the pandemic disruption, reporting GDP growth of 2.3%. Economists had largely forecast a slightly higher target, or that they'd even scrap the target altogether, as China's official economic figures are often doubted. Aston Martin's pledged to manufacture all of its electric cars in the UK from 2025. The Financial Times reported that the owner, Lawrence Stroll, has said all of its battery sports cars will be made at Gaydon in Warwickshire. Its electric SUV models will be made at St Athan in Glamorgan, South Wales. Aston's due to start making hybrid versions of its cars over the next 4 years, then battery-only models. A growing number of car makers have said they're moving away from petrol and diesel engines. JLR announced last month that Jaguars will be all-electric by 2025, and the UK government plans to ban the sale of new petrol and diesel cars from 2030.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions, a global financial network you can trust. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed higher as global investors monitored progress towards a US COVID relief bill. The dollar rose. Brent crude futures jumped above $70 for the first time in more than a year. Gold slid. And in corporate news, Pearson was the top gainer after the education publisher maintained its dividend. BT slumped after the telecoms company denied accusations that former chairman Janda Plessis was forced out last week because he was holding up the pace of strategic decisions. The numbers now at the close from Ramsay Crookall in London. The FTSE 100 was up 1.3% at 6,719. The DAX in Frankfurt up 3.3% at 14,330. In New York City, just after 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial was up 1.4% at 31,938. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 0.3% at 12,874. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 0.6% at 3,864. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 $0.38, €1 $0.165, and 21 South African rand 44.9 cents. points. Finally, in commodities, gold down 1.25% at $1,678 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 1% at $68.66.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
GCSE and A-level exams have been cancelled for students on the Isle of Man. They'll instead have grades determined by their schools. The Department of Education, Sport and Culture has made the announcement. This morning it says it has the full backing of secondary head teachers. Here's Ewan Gawn.
With summer exams now dropped, a new grading system will be developed around a range of assessments between now and early June. This could be made up of mock exams, coursework, essays and classroom-based tests to ensure the system is fair. The cancellation affects most general and technical courses like IGCSEs, GCSEs and A-levels, BTECs and OCR courses, but some vocational ones, which require practical exams, will go ahead as normal. It follows an earlier decision not to hold exams regulated by the Office of Qualifications and Examinations Regulation, that's Ofqual, and those offered through the Welsh Joint Education Committee. Dr. Alex Allenson, the Education Minister, has called on Year 11 and Year 13 students to continue studying ahead of the summer term. The department says subject teachers will be able to give more information about the pieces of work they will use to support grading as more detail is revealed by examination boards over the coming weeks. Schools, as examination centres, will determine evidence-based grades under rules specified by the boards they work with. Those boards will check these grades once they've been submitted by undertaking moderation processes across their centres, they say. For more on this story, you can head to manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Sport.
That's my Tim Glover.
There's been a 50% drop in the number of women playing football in the Isle of Man. The number of teams in the Isle of Man FA Women's League has fallen from 12 to 6 in recent years. Rhianne Evans asked established players Nikki, Jade and Kim why they think this has happened and what can be done to reverse the trend.
Girls need to be playing from a younger age. We need to make more of an effort to keep young girls involved and keep them excited.
Getting clubs to have a youth development system, especially in women's, which I don't think there is.
Definitely noticed that players kind of disappear towards the 14 to 16 mark when there's kind of no opportunities or leagues and stuff for them. They generally tend to pick a different sport, let's say on a Sunday, so like netball, and they get like a new friendship group and they don't ever come back. And that's definitely the hole that we kind of like lose players in.
Further afield, and police officers were assaulted as crowds of fans gathered in Glasgow to celebrate Rangers winning the Scottish Premiership yesterday. Large numbers of supporters went to both Ibrox Stadium and George Square in Glasgow on Sunday to mark the achievement despite warnings to stay at home. Nicola Sturgeon said the crowds were infuriating and disgraceful and could delay the end of COVID lockdown in Scotland. Police Scotland said officers made 28 arrests for a variety of offences. And two sides looking for top four finishers in the English Premier League meet at Stamford Bridge shortly when Chelsea host Everton at 6 o'clock. 2 hours later, another London venue will see West Ham take on Leeds United.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
11 minutes to 6, Ben McCree just coming into harbour at the moment on the link span in the next 10 minutes or so. One departure, one arrival at Ronaldsway. The 10-5 Liverpool Logan Air patient transfer plane left 13 minutes late. Back this evening at 20-7. Roads are fine, no problems on the mountain road, but elsewhere the Portown Road has got a 50 mile an hour speed limit between the junction with the Castle Town to Ramsey Road at Belig Bridge. They're putting in new signing on the approach to Peel. Quarterbridge Road got those nighttime closures as they put down new road resurfacing, of course, and footpath construction up to the level of the new curbstones. Ellerslie Gardens and Maloo Street in Castle Town's closed to vehicles between the junction with School Hill Avenue and the Crofts for drainage work. Look at also Mona Drive in Douglas is closed to vehicles between the junction with Central Prom and the service lane at the rear of Empress Terrace and Castle Mona Terrace. The one-way restriction on Mona Drive is suspended and waiting's prohibited on the southeast side of Palace Road between Mona Drive and the junction with Castle Drive. Glen Elphin Road in Ramsey, parking suspension for construction nearby, and the South Prom in Douglas has got footways on the eastern and western sides of the prom closed and suspended parking on the adjacent portion of the prom for the refurbishment and building of the new RNLI lifeboat station in Ramsey.
Order your tyres online outright or with a payment plan at tyresformycar.co.uk and we'll come to you free during lockdown. Reduce contact. Beat the virus spread.
It's 10 to 6 on Manx Radio. The St John Ambulance Prescriptions Delivery Service has returned today. It was introduced during the first lockdown to help vulnerable residents who are unable to collect their in person and have no one to pick up the prescriptions for them. Chief Officer of the St John Ambulance Isle of Man is Martin Benson.
Basically, it's those who are unable to physically go to a pharmacy or have a close relative or friend who's able to go and collect their prescriptions for them from the pharmacy. So that's the criteria we use to, we work to, basically to ensure that we do target the right people. The other side of the service we do provide is there's obviously there's certain medications that aren't stocked by local pharmacies and are only dispensed from the pharmacy at the hospital. So we have a separate team who work with the hospital pharmacy to deliver the sort of drugs that's probably in use by the extremely clinical vulnerable people on the island. And some of those need to be kept chilled while they're being transported. And with that service, obviously the directions for that come from the hospital pharmacy. And we expect during the current period to be probably providing that service 5 or 6 days per week. So that's quite an undertaking as well.
If anyone wants to get in touch with you to take you up on the service, which starts on Monday, that's the 8th of March, what's the best way for them to do that?
Okay, well, the arrangement is that this must be arranged through the patient's local pharmacy. So if anybody feels they fall within the criteria for this scheme, then the advice is that they contact their local pharmacy and discuss it. And the local pharmacy will then arrange with our teams the process after that.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
The Isle of Man's police has new challenges as we head into this lockdown. As well as having up to 50 officers in self-isolation, the constabulary's had to change shift patterns and bring in new PPE practices. But with the current circuit breaker coming just weeks after the last lockdown, has there been a change in the mood of the public, and does that affect the police? Chief Constable Gary Roberts.
We do detect that sense of despair almost in places, that people put so much effort into making the island COVID-free, and the fact that it's not has come as a bit of a shock for a lot of people, and they are quite despondent. But we will get through it. We might not get through it in 3 weeks, but we'll get through it over a period of time across the spring. And the constabulary is very resilient, and we constantly review our plans, and we were able to identify quite a while ago that we might have to go back into lockdown, and we simply press a button and we go back onto the COVID footing that we established last year. And that hides a lot of hard work by people in the planning side, a lot of work by officers who are flexible and have to change their shifts at very short notice. But we are doing what we plan to do, and we'll do it as well as we can.
So in terms of switching on to the COVID shift pattern that you mentioned there, at what point did you do that?
We first had discussions on the 18th of February about what we thought would be a likely lockdown. And we started to issue instructions to officers around wearing personal protective equipment, and we refreshed the stock and made sure that was in the right places. And then last weekend, we decided that there was every likelihood that a lockdown would occur. So we changed our shift pattern, recreated our special COVID response teams. So that's officers with enhanced PPE who will deal with cases where we know there are infected people who may be breaching the law.
So what was it that made you go back to that pattern of the COVID shift pattern before the lockdown had been announced?
We look backwards, look forward sometimes, and we could see that with what was clearly some spread in the community, there was a chance of the government imposing a lockdown. Once one's imposed, it's a little late in the day for us then to make the changes we need to make. So we made a prediction. The prediction sadly turned out to be right. And we will, even when these lockdown measures are lifted, we'll stay on this at this status probably for 3 or 4 weeks afterwards, just in case there's a recurrence.
A disturbing case of verbal abuse has been directed at a nurse who was driving back from visiting a patient. The nurse was targeted by a man who accused health professionals on the island of spreading coronavirus. Anne Mills is the chief executive of Hospice Isle of Man.
One of my nurses, whilst waiting at the traffic lights, having been on a home visit with the hospice at home team, just minding their own business, and all of a sudden there was hammering at the window and somebody giving profanities and abuse, saying that nurses were the cause of the spread of COVID-19, going on really in a manner that was inhumane really to people, and really saying that nurses should start throwing themselves off a cliff, words to that effect. And this profanities and the abuse continued until the traffic lights went to green and my nurse could actually just drive away. But they were quite shaken by this and on their own in the car. And I just think that it's unacceptable behaviour by a member of the public towards one of the nursing team.
Is this something you're going to be speaking to the police about?
Going to give certainly Douglas Police Station a call later on this morning just to say, can they be mindful that about the protection of people in uniform who have to travel for work purposes. They themselves are in uniform. Everybody's a target in uniforms, but carers, district nurses, hospice nurses, they're continuing to care for the vulnerable sick and dying at home, so they need to travel for this purpose. So it's really unacceptable. And I don't know that certainly the nurse that's involved in this case doesn't want to really take it any further, but I'd like to bring it to the attention of the police really to look out for this and to protect our workers who really need to go out to, as I say, vulnerable sick and dying patients at home.
In terms of PPE and things like that, what kind of precautions do they have in place?
Yeah, I mean, all nurses are trained in the correct use of PPE for all different levels to protect themselves, the patients, and prevent the spread of infection to the public according to the current guidance from the DHSC. So infection prevention and control is high on our priority, just as the same as in any other area at the moment, and certainly we follow the infection prevention and control guidance that the DHSC give out.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Alex Watton, producer Tessa Hawley. I'm Andy Winton. Hello, if you're listening to this as a podcast, anywhere, anytime in the world, it's good to have you along. Stay safe tonight. Updates back tomorrow evening at 5:30. WINT.